Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Nice to have you along. Drop. Souk. Sports Bros. Schultz's here. Sports crying over there. But, you know.
We move on.
That's right. You got to lift your head up. Keep walking forward. You never know what the offseason may bring. You know?
Maybe I will live another day.
Maybe a Polanco.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get Adam Frazier back.
I'd be okay just putting Geno at DH next year. I don't know. There's a few moves they could do, but we've talked so much Mariners today and last week. Like, I won't subject people.
Is Suarez a rental, or does he have another year or two on the deal?
He is a rental. Him and Naylor were both half-season rentals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably got to lock him up, don't you?
Yeah.
Naylor, you got to back a Brinks truck up to his house. And then Suarez, I think Mariners fans aren't as high on him. He had like an 0 for 50 stretch going into, late September.
He's streaky as hell.
Yeah, but I've said his presence in the lineup protects Julio and Cal.
Yeah.
So I just think that alone, is his defense great? So bring him back as an aging DH that's actually an at-bat that people would be scared of as opposed to Dom Canzone.
Well, that grand slam will forever. It's like the Kenny Wheaton's gonna score game highlight. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think we're familiar with that.
You know that one?
I know that one. I think everyone knows that one.
They beat the Huskies.
Change
the most improbable finish to the football game.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's your Suarez granny. I mean, seriously, dude, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's like the best highlight in Mariner history, is it not? Other than the Ken Griffey Jr. slide?
It would have been the double from Edgar. But I think it's like 1A and 1B. One's apples and oranges. One saved baseball in Seattle, and then the moment to get you closer than they've ever been.
Can I say that I hope it turns into a Suarez thing? And take this for what it's worth, because I appreciate Mariner fan. I root for the Mariners. I do. I'm a Mets fan, but I pull for the M's. The fact that the thing that you guys hold on to more than anything else is a double to send you to the championship series that was 20 plus years ago, it's time to maybe get it's time to get something else.
Kenny Wheaton's gonna score! Kenny Wheaton's gonna score!
And if you notice,
don't you think they need something else?
Oregon has moved on from the
Have
Kenny
Wheaton. Yes. They play it at every home game.
The Kenny Wheaton
Kenny
is gonna
Wheaton
score thing
score!
Is no longer.
It's Jerry Allen. It's the same play-by-play guy, and it sounds old-timey.
I mean,
it sounds like it's from the 40s.
We just
Kenny Wheaton's gonna score! Kenny Wheaton's gonna score!
God, and that was only 30 years ago. It does sound like it's from the 40s. We just had an ad this year put on of Jerry Allen imitating that call as well. So every Ducks game you hear, it's selected. Kenny Wheaton's gonna pour.
Well,
like really,
I guess highlights like that. I mean, you don't get them every year.
Yeah.
So what would be the Ducks since the Kenny Wheaton? Like what play rivals that?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of what individual play that you're going to have. I mean, that was.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't just spring to mind.
No.
Whereas with the Mariners, that Suarez Grand Slam. What a moment.
Yes.
And what a freaking moment. And I know they didn't win the series, but that hurts it.
Yeah.
But, dude, that's as good of a highlight as you will ever have.
Well, and that's my point is the Griffey one, as cool as it was, you got bludgeoned after that. It sent you to an ass kicking. And it wasn't an ass kicking like in the World Series. Like, as cool as that is, it might be time to embrace some other things like the Suarez Grand Slam. That's all I'm saying.
I like that. I mean, I was bagging on the Blazers for celebrating their 77 championship like 40 years later. So, yeah, I'm with you guys. Let's move on. Exactly. Boy. Let's move on.
All right, well, now we're going to move on to the NFL. And we're going to do that next.
The National Football League.
Well, I have a funny story of a Broncos fan, and there's probably many of them, but one that this show knows well, who left that game.
Really?
In Denver. Oh, they left. Gosh.
Well, that might be, I don't know if nationally or even locally, nationally, whatever, I don't know if that is getting the appropriate amount of what the F.
No, I don't think they've done a good enough job of explaining how historic
I've never seen anything quite like it.
Well, I guess let's get to it. Okay, we're going to do an NFL segment. And we'll start with Denver beating your Giants. Brian Daboll and your Giants, Jackson Dart and your Giants.
Our Cam Scataboo.
The juggernaut Giants, who just look so dominant.
Yeah.
If you turned it off.
19-0.
They lost.
In the fourth quarter.
So we will get to that coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Yeah, so I think the number on the Broncos Giants game. So it was 19-0 Giants going into the fourth. Giants scored 13 points in the fourth and lost.
Never seen anything like it.
They gave up 33 points in one quarter.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. I was sitting there watching that while I was actually watching the red zone. And so, you know, and then I ended up flipping over to that game and just watching it. But because I think we had the Bo Nix tip touchdown pass, right? And that was the one, if I'm not mistaken, made it 19-8. And you're like, oh, and then New York got their own tip touchdown pass. And you're like, oh, it's 26 to 8. 26-8. You're like, oh, that's the ball game with like 10 minutes left to play.
Once the Giants went down and got that other touchdown, it was like, okay.
Yeah
26. They were filing out of what do they call it now? Invesco Field
at Mile High. I think you believe it is.
So the number is trailing by 18 points in the final 6 minutes of the fourth quarter. Since the merger of 1970, teams were 2 and 3,677.
Yeah, like,
and Broncos being one of the two. So the only other team was the 2003 Colts.
And Bo Nix in that offense, it's terrible. So maddening if you're a Bronco fan. Like, I don't know how to put, like, Bo Nix is not bad. Okay, he's not a bad quarterback, but as I've stated many times, we'd love to try to make quarterbacks so much better than they are, especially when they have some success early. Bo Nix is not a great quarterback and probably isn't going to be a great quarterback. He just is he's a middle of the road sort of guy that occasionally can get hot and he can make some plays with his legs. And for three quarters, he goes through these stretches where the Broncos offense and he especially are just terrible. Because if you watch that game at all, I mean, they did nothing for three quarters, and then all of a sudden he turned into Joe freaking Montana.
Well, it was the Giants.
Ah, that's true.
I mean,
the Giants actually have a really good pass rush.
I know, but this happens all the time, where a team suddenly has to get into field goal range,
yeah.
So they change up their offense and, you know, actually sling it down the field.
And it works.
And it instantly works.
Because
like, Nick's threw two, what did he throw? I think he threw two passes to get into field goal range, or was it three?
I think it was.
They were on their own, like.
It was big chunk plays.
And I'm talking about the last one.
The last one. Yeah, it was four plays. So it was 29-yard pass, and then you had the 5-yard penalty because Burns, I don't think, could get back on side. And then a 22-yard pass. Yeah, so just
three?
The two.
Two.
No, yeah, they had the 29-yard pass, the penalty, and then a 22-yard pass, and then
two passes.
Field goal.
I just don't understand how teams. I don't know.
And you knew it was going to happen the moment the shaky kicker for the Giants, and you're like, oh yeah, that's
it. They just lost.
Yeah, it's guaranteed loss.
Yep.
Guaranteed that's a whoopsie. And then of course the one thing, like Jackson Dart, who again has played pretty good. Again, he's not a world beater, but this is 2 weeks in a row that Jackson Dart has looked like you've got something cooking there in New York. And the one thing you can't do is throw a quick interception. And what does he do? The interception. And you're just like, what are you doing? Oh, it's maddening, absolutely maddening to watch that thing. And yet it feels like in the NFL, like no lead is safe anymore, unless you're like, you know, playing the Raiders or something. But it used to be like when you got down by two scores in the NFL, it felt like the game was over. Dude, it is not like that anymore, especially with how good kickers are, the way the kickoff is, and more people getting the ball on the 35-40-yard line. The rules, obviously, with pass interference, that it's set up to throw the ball. It just doesn't feel like leads are safe anymore in the National Football League. Just doesn't.
Well, the Giants are a special kind of... I mean, they're playing better. And they've got, you know, you said, they've got some things cooking. Yep. They like Dart. He gives them a chance.
Yep.
Scataboo, and you know,
but they're
so Giantsy, like they're kind of like a good version of the Jets.
Yes, they were mere seconds away from having back to back wins against, at the time, what we thought was the best team in the NFC, and maybe still is, the Eagles, and then a very respectable AFC team in the Denver Broncos. For a team that was on its deathbed, that lost to the freaking New Orleans Saints, they should have had back-to-back wins over the Eagles and the Broncos, and they somehow managed to fumble that away in the most Giants way possible, because you got a guy number 99 kicking. The moment I saw him walk out there with 99, I'm like, who is this donkey?
Where's their kicker?
I think he's hurt, and so this is a guy they brought in. And he's just, you could see it. That guy didn't even want to kick. He was peeing down his leg before he went out there.
Would you ever go for two in that scenario?
Because
if you do,
you probably
win the game.
You can't, because then you open yourself up to the field goal beats you.
Well, the field goal beat him anyway.
No one's expecting the donkey to miss the extra point.
But
it's
why not?
Point.
He's a backup kicker. And extra points they've made further out. What are they, 30?
Yeah, they're 30, 35-yard field goals now. But
yeah,
those are gimmies.
They miss them. They're not always gimmies. Evidenced by the fact that he missed it.
No, you can't go for two there. under any circumstances, you can't go.
Yeah, you he would get you'd raked get, over you'd the coals.
Murdered.
Although Dable. Dude, that, I would love to see Brian Dable behind closed doors. You know that guy. He barely keeps it together on the sideline. And even he doesn't really even keep it together on the sideline.
No.
I want to see that dude full meltdown mode behind closed doors.
I don't know how you lose that game. And I am assuming they're not going to get fired because it does feel like there's some positive momentum. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. I think Jackson could have saved his job, but my God, that is one we were talking about with Schultzy, that Mariner loss is going to haunt him. If Brian Dable ends up getting fired, that game and that fourth quarter will end up haunting him forever. That is as bad of a loss as you could conceivably have.
They might fold the franchise that one.
At least you're not the Jets, because the Giants, at least if you're a New York fan,
the Jets are just
the Giants have something going where it feels like you have a really, really good pass rush. That defensive line is nasty. Spider Burns and Thibodeau and Lawrence, like, that's a really good front. And I don't think Scataboo's anything like special, but Scataboo's got some juice to him right now, and it feels like maybe you've got some hope at quarterback. That's a guy that could maybe be the guy. If you're the Jets, I don't know what you're holding on to. Have you seen the kid leaving the Jets game? Have you heard that?
No.
Do we have that? I bet we do in the system somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So they after this last Jets disaster,
so they lost to the Panthers.
They lost to the Panthers
at home.
I would like to point out, by the way, The Carolina Panthers have the same record as the Kansas City Chiefs.
Are the Panthers 4-3?
Yeah, Panthers are 4-3.
Wow. And the Bears are 4-2, aren't they?
They might be 5. Let me look and see what the Bears are. Yeah, they're 4-2.
4-2.
Yeah, they're 4-2. But yes, your Carolina Panthers.
Patriots are 5-2.
Yeah. And speaking of a team that feels like they've got their guy, Drake May.
Oh, he's awesome.
Drake May looks really good.
I asked this
good
while you were gone. If you redraft last year, are you taking May?
100%.
So May over Daniels.
Yes.
May over Williams.
Yes.
Caleb Williams.
Yes.
And May over Nix.
Yes. Nix isn't even in that conversation. And by the way, the Jaden Daniels thing, it's not, I mean, he's been beat up and now he's got the hamstring thing. And, you know, there's some other circumstances going on there in Washington. But what we warned you at the start of the year that the people that were on the Commanders thing, it's, be careful. Last year was one of those weird, funky years where they were winning a lot of close games. You know, they converted like 87% of their fourth downs. And Daniels, as good as he was kind of getting by on scrambling around. And it's just kind of one of those that felt like maybe there was some regression. And by the way, Jaden Daniels should be fine. That guy's going to be really good, I think. But you watch him play, it's not as accurate. Some of the mechanics are a little wonky. Just be careful, again, anointing people. But and that's the same thing you can say for Drake May. But Drake May right now got some Andrew Luck going on. And the Commanders are stoked about their guy. But yes, I think if New England were redrafting and you gave them the choice, I think they would take Drake May over Jaden Daniels. But yeah, the Jets are, I don't know what they're doing, but they caught a young Jets fan who was about 15 maybe, coming out of the Jets game, and they were interviewed him, and it is the saddest but also the most authentic sports fan you will ever hear in your entire life.
He's only 15?
Yeah, he's about 15.
So
he's young.
Has he ever seen the Jets good?
No. No. And he'll let you know.
And he's already depressed about it at 15? Like, why not interview a 90-year-old Jets fan? He's got some tales.
No. Because the 90-year-old Jets fan at least is, you know, they've been to the
playoffs. Joe Namath.
Yeah, Joe Namath. Been to the playoffs a couple times with Sanchez. And there was some hope. Bart Scott and those guys. This kid, and he talks about it. He didn't make the choice. He was not, he did not choose to be a Jets fan. No. He was born into this.
Okay, one sec. I've got it here.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
That is the most Jets fan of all time.
Yeah.
Was born... He didn't have a choice.
That's a young fella.
He was born into it.
That's a young fella who is learning what we talked about for most of the first hour of our show, and that is that sports rips your heart out way more often than it brings you joy.
Just
welcome to the club,
kid. I love that he's like, I will always love them, but I need it one more time.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
I love that.
We probably have a drop in there, don't we?
I would think so. I hate this team. The Jets, Aaron Glenn, someone needs to get that kid, like, a signed something. Like,
well, the disgust when he trails off at the end is what I love the most.
Yeah.
The disgust of, like, he was trying to come up with something else to say,
and there was nothing.
And he couldn't. He's like, you know what, I hate this team.
It reminded me of the kid with the chicken. It's chicken.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
I just hate this team.
It's chicken.
It's the same. He's like, he's trying to describe how much he loves chicken. It's chicken. It's the same sort of thing. He doesn't know why. He just hates this team.
So, two things. One, the Jets owner said that Aaron Glenn... he gave him the old...
Oh, yeah, he crapped all over Justin Fields.
Gave him the old vote of confidence, Aaron Glenn, but he did not like, or does not like, Justin Fields. He said, this is the owner of the Jets. It's hard when you have a quarterback with the rating that we've got. He has the ability, but something is not jiving. If you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Tyrod Taylor.
That is brutal.
Is that right, Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, that's who they would go with?
Yeah. By the way, when Tyrod Taylor is your savior, you done stepped in it. But when's the last time you heard an owner just neuter? It was like
they were asking him about his coach.
Yeah. And somehow he was like, no, the quarterback's problem.
So
it's like a WNBA exit interview. They're just going after people.
The other one is Russell Wilson and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson called Sean Payton classless, and he said he's not surprised. That's because after the game where Sean Payton and Denver came back and beat the Giants, mm-hmm. Payton said, I have a ton of respect for the Giants organization. I spent four of my early years there coordinating a Super Bowl. First game in this stadium before 9/11. I'm close with Mara and the Tisch family. They found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change wouldn't happen, would have happened long after our game, end quote. In other words, we wanted to see Russell Wilson, not Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And Wilson wrote on X, he said, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years later through the media. Yikes. Hashtag let's ride.
Payton was the head coach of Bounty Gate under Greg Williams when they were there in New Orleans. So I like the little...
Yikes.
Taking some shots. And by the way, Sean Payton is classless. Don't get it wrong. That guy's a total douche. But... So is Russell Wilson.
It's a douche off.
It is a douche off.
Who wins that battle?
Really? He's not a nice Kevin James like the movie portrayed?
Oh, dude. Sean Payton is a terrible person. Dude, that guy is straight up NFL a-hole.
Well, it may be for another day, but is Denver's defense? I don't know, man.
Denver is.
They're as good as people say they are.
They're not. And they are. I don't know what to make of them. They're 5-2. And it's a good team, but they're first place in that division. Boy, I'm pulling the Ed Rooney. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, and I shouldn't throw anyone with my bad knee. They're a weird, funky bunch. But it's a talented team. You know that.
Well, it's early. You know.
Yeah.
That's a team that could get hot.
And
late
I'll say,
in the year, defense gels a little bit.
Yeah, and they did a great job of digging their way out of an absolute disaster of the Russell Wilson hole. Like, New Orleans just tried to do that. Miami's going to have to do that. You know, New Orleans is $67 million in dead cap. I think they're $19 million over the cap next year. And then after that, they'll have a huge chunk of money. Miami this year is probably going to have to ditch Tua and ditch Tyreek Hill to the tune of probably $70 million in dead money. So, like, you're just going to have to... Sometimes you just have to take your medicine and dig your way out. And I don't know if there has been a better job of digging your way out of a hole quicker than what Denver has done in a very, very short period of time. So regardless of what you think of Sean Payton or how good Denver is, whether they're elite or not, it is a tremendous job of turning this thing around. And that you have to give them credit for.
Okay, coming up next, it is time for In the News. I have big sea cucumber news for you guys.
I've been waiting for sea cucumber news.
I think
news.
You have. And is Oregon and Washington, are they two of the top five states for workers? Mm-hmm. We'll get to that coming up next. But first, here's Schultze with SportsCenter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Welcome back. It is October 21, 2025. It is time now on our show for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. All rise. The Honorable has arrived. Some would say not so honorable, but
as far as you know,
it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Valid point.
Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Mezcal Day.
Oh, I don't mind a little mezcal.
Yeah,
not,
I like
my, not my favorite, but I'll party with it.
I think it's tasty. A little smoky action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like scotches, so I'm not much of a tequila guy, so if I am drinking tequila, I will go with the mezcal.
It is also Apple Day, so shout out to all you apples.
And you apple pies and the apple strudels of the world.
Look, the apple's a great fruit.
Absolutely.
You just can't. It's hard to knock the apple.
No, but you got to get a good one.
Yeah, you got to get a crisp.
You don't want a
fresh
mushy
apple.
And there's so many apple choices now.
Yeah,
the apple really has become like the designer babies of fruits. There's a lot of choices out there.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's overwhelming at times.
I didn't know that until I started to go shopping with my father-in-law.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, no, dude, you got to get the Cosmic Crisps.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
People
and I'm
are big
like,
fans
what?
Of the Cosmic.
What
Crisps.
Does that mean? He's like, no, you got to get these apples, yeah. Not those apples. These apples.
They GMO'd the hell out of them and found the best taste and combined them all.
I will tell you that if I come over to your place or whatever and you're serving me a red delicious apple.
No.
Get out. What are you doing with that Bush League apple?
A what?
A red delicious. That's like your
shit. Is that the opposite of the
yeah.
Cosmic
it's the
Crisp?
Simple waxy
if the Cosmic
red
Crisp
one.
Is like the BMW or the Audi of apples, the red delicious, dude, you're driving like a freaking. Like an 88 like Plymouth Voyager. It's just it's a crappy apple.
Apples are good for you too. They're a negative calorie food.
And they're not that much more to get a quality apple. And I'm not saying you gotta go with the Cosmic Crisp, but you can get a Fuji, you can get a gold, like there's plenty of mid-range apples. But if you're going with the bargain basement red delicious apple, get out of here.
Ugh.
It is true. Like, no other fruit got the... I mean, like, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
Like, what other fruit has been so well promoted?
Bananas, I think, on that list.
I don't think they have. Not like the apple.
I mean, the Chiquita banana, don't put your bananas in the refrigerator. That's like, that, I don't know.
But you're right.
I would say the apple...
The apple gets the push. The apple barrel, the scurvy thing, the pirates,
they've been shoving apples down our throat forever.
Big apple is on.
Big apple. And then if you go veggies, it's carrots, right? They always shove the... carrots, you know, because the whole eyesight thing.
Well, and carrots probably the vegetable that kids are most likely to tolerate. Right? Yeah. It's probably the simplest... Of the veggies.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Easy carrot sticks, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we shoveled dirt on Next Adventure Stores.
Not so fast!
Yeah. Got a Lee Corso moment here. Next Adventure, a staple in Portland's outdoor retail scene since 1997, will continue to serve the community under new ownership.
Yeah. It's kind of like Slow Bar. It was dead and then like, ha!
Yeah.
I'm back!
That's right. The store, known for deep discounts on outdoor gear, was set to close with the retirement of its owners, Deacon Bryan. However, a coalition of local investors and the store's longtime management team have stepped in to preserve the business.
That's cool. That is one of those Portland institutions.
Yeah, Deke said, "We're so excited about the amazing team that has come together to keep the company's legacy alive. Bryan and I have had a great 29-year run, and we love this business. It's wonderful to see how many people wanted this community outdoor store to continue. And we know... it's in the very best hands." A spokesperson for the new ownership group stated, "Next Adventure is more than just a store. It's a hub for everyone who loves the Northwest outdoors. We are incredibly proud to secure its future with a model that directly benefits the people who know the business best, its employees, and our local community."
Well, if you've ever been on that, like, it's right there off Grand. And look, let's be honest. Oh, by the way, that's where Slow Bar is, too. It's not the best part. It's not the best part of town, you know.
It's not the worst.
You know, it's not Delta Park. But that is like, that's just one of those like institutions. Like if you, when you drive by, even if you haven't been in there, I bought a tent, I think was the last thing I bought in there. And that was a long time ago. Maybe you bought a kayak from there. But it's just like one of those places that you just, everyone knows. You're like, oh yeah, Next Adventure.
Yeah, it's where you go.
Yeah.
Special place. I remember the first time, I'm not being a local. I remember the first time I walked in there, I was blown away.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
What is this place? And why is everything so inexpensive?
And you hope that it just, you always wonder with the, like places like that, like you don't know like what kind of business they got going on or like if you go in there and there's not a lot of people, you just hope that it's one of those that's doing okay and that sticks around. I root for places like that.
Thousands of skin-breathing sea cucumbers have been left stranded on the Oregon coast.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's not good, dude.
Won't someone think of the sea cucumbers?
Yeah. They are... I don't know if you've seen a sea cucumber ever.
I have.
They're kind of gross looking.
Yeah, like a little gelatinous blob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of, well... I don't
in a certain to. Shape, yeah.
Yeah, and have you seen what happened? Anyway,
no.
They...
Just shut up.
Sorry.
I just took a course
on... You know
on...
you don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So don't say it.
I just took a course on FCC obscenities. Please, please don't make me hit
the
jump
button.
I mean,
I could hear your wheels turning.
Well, you know what happens when...
Again! Let it go!
What happened to the sea cucumbers? They're stranded. For God's sake, someone save them!
Yes, they're often uprooted by heavy surf and low tides, leaving them scattered across beaches. Very sad. Or is it? I don't know. They said, while this is not an unusual occurrence this time of year, it is remarkable how many have been left stranded this time. Lacking tube feet, these strange animals look more like a worm than a sea cucumber. And they typically live just beyond the surf zone in the sand. They burrow.
So are we going to doing something to save them?
Nah,
or are we
you're like, got it.
So we're saying, hey, you're stranded, but at the same time, F you, like no one cares?
Well, it says that although they are still alive when they wash ashore, they cannot return to their natural habitat because they lack the aforementioned tube feet. Well, and yes, the cucumbers can breathe through their skin.
Well, can't we pick them up and...
Like, well, no, you can't. Again, they can't return. Well, there's too many of them.
I don't think you know.
No, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, if they don't have the feetsies to get back, why can't we save them?
Well, get out there.
Well,
hop in your hot rod and get out there.
Doesn't
be a hero.
Doesn't sound like anyone wants to save the sea cucumbers. I do it sometimes when I see the puffer fish that are washed ashore. I'll fling them back. Most of the time, they end up just washing back ashore. But yeah, I make the effort.
I think that the problem is that they're dead by now.
Oh.
And they said that basically what ends up happening is they become food for the seagulls and the crows and the...
Hey, circle of life.
Yeah, exactly. And they provide a nutrient boost to the beach ecosystem in general. So,
well, look, they
it's a sad time in the...
They sacrifice themselves, the gulls right. and the sea life can...
I mean, they didn't want to... It's not like suicide. They didn't want to die. But they... It's just, like you said, it's the circle of life. It's hard out there for a sea cucumber.
Dude, nature is a bitch.
Why didn't Jesus give him tube feet?
Mother Nature.
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Well, anyone that always says, like, talks about nature, there is no good death in nature. The one thing that those nature documentaries have taught me, nothing is a quick death. It's slow and painful and awful.
All right. Next story. Oregon and Washington. Are they top amongst states for workers? We'll get to that when we return. Here on 105.1 The Fan. All right, this is In the News for October 21, 2025. Your noted newsman here for you on this glorious Tuesday out there. A new report has ranked the top places for workers in the United States.
I'm guessing we're not number one.
Who's we, Oregon or Washington?
Oregon. I bet you Washington's better than Oregon.
Washington is number one.
Hey, look at us.
Oh, sorry, not. Oh. Number one. They're number five. Washington, D.C. is number one.
Hmm. So the Washingtons dominating the dojo, yeah. 1-5.
Oregon, number three.
Hey, look at that. So Oregon actually better than Washington. I just, you know, business and Oregon usually don't go hand in hand. But I guess this isn't business.
This is workers. Now, this is from Oxfam America. They came up with their rankings. They gave the most, weight to wage policies, with that category making up 40% of the overall score. The nonprofit looked at several wage-related data points, including the ratio of the state's minimum wage to a four-person family's cost of living. In Washington, the $16.66 minimum wage is 35% of a working family's cost of living. For worker protections, weighted at 35%, they considered the quality of life for workers, especially women and parents, by looking at factors such as equal pay mandates and pay sick leave and family leave. Washington has protections in place in those two areas, among others. The nonprofit also noted some worker protection areas where the state lacks, including split shift pay regulation. And for rights to organize, which was 25% of the overall score, they looked at protections around collective bargaining, among other data points. Washington largely met those criteria. Yeah. So D.C. is one. So again, it's just like, you know, you have it's not like this is all about wages.
Yeah.
It's just about, you know, do you have some rats?
Yeah.
Some states' rats.
Yes.
That in other places you wouldn't really have a leg to stand on.
They'll take care of you and making sure that
or at least try the
company that you're working for isn't just freely bending you over, just casually right. bending you over.
Right. That's right. So D.C. is one, California is two, Oregon three, New York four, and Washington five. None of that really that surprising.
No, some blue states.
The snowflakes.
Bunch of woke hippies out there taking care of the inflatable frogs of the world. Thanks a lot, Obama.
What are the bottom five states for workers in the United States, you ask?
I'm guessing somewhere in the deep south. I'm guessing...
What do you think is the worst state?
It's usually one of the Dakotas? It's usually Mississippi or Louisiana. Yeah.
Mississippi is two.
Yeah, I was going to say, those states are always bottom in everything.
Arkansas?
Alabama is three. Yeah. Georgia, four, and Tennessee, five. Yeah.
None of that is a...
Number one, though, the worst state for workers is a bit of a surprise, although I've never actually been to this state, so I don't really know.
Talk to me.
But it seems to be a bit of a stunner, a bit of an upset win here. The number one worst state for workers in the United States in 2025, North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, so it says.
Yeah, that seems to...
Carolina, that surprise you a little
gets,
bit?
You know, everyone has good things to say about North Carolina.
Nice place. Huh?
Not me.
I wouldn't think about that. By the way, Jennifer Aniston's doing some new commercial, I think, for water and looks amazing.
Smart water.
My goodness. She's aged like a fine wine.
Will that make you want to get... So the next time you go to the store, like a 7-Eleven, and you're trying to decide which bottle of water,
yeah.
will you get a Smart Water because Aniston is promoting it?
I'll think about her and how good she looked in her yoga outfit. This is one thing that I will not pay for water.
You won't even get a bottle of water.
If I do have to buy a bottle of water, it will be the 90. Whatever the crappy
store brand.
Yeah. I cannot. There's a fundamental short circuit in my brain paying for Liquid Death or Fiji or what. I just, I'm like, really?
Yeah, but Fiji's got the cool bottle.
I just can't. What's is it the glass? Is it Voss?
No, the glass bottle Voss. Oh, yeah.
I sit there and stare at that and I'm like, you are getting ready to pay $5.50 for a water? What? Give me the tap water.
The rich lady water, man.
I just don't get it. Water's water to me. That's one thing that I just can't bring myself to do. That being said, Jennifer Aniston, my God, you made me want to buy water, just not your water.
Well, guys, that's it. That's all we have time for. That is in the news, October 21, 2025. Well, the Ducks had a get-right game, and how about my Colts, as predicted here?
Yes.
We will get to some of those items coming up next hour on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.